great fade out. And but that, just to be clear, that wasn't the. Jeez.
Not even close.
No, it was talk. Sorry.
All forgiven.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, so thanks. That was a great tune, as
yeah,
always.
One of our favourites, all-time favourites. Yeah, the whole album's fabulous,
yeah,
quite frankly.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, it's totally true, isn't it? You know, life is what you make of it.
It is, and I guess for us, I mean, when you think of it, you know, we've had a major depression era, you know, encompassed by two world wars, and then, you know, the
wars continue.
Yeah, they do. And the damage that they do to human beings is immense. So, you know, psychology has focused a lot on mental illness rather than wellness, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Positive psychology is a little bit of a reaction to that. I mean, psychology was always meant to look at illness, look at strengths, and look at giftedness. That was the kind of main three areas. And the illness type of thing has taken over a bit. So this is positive psychology, just redressing the balance a little, saying, hey, actually, looking at your strengths and enhancing your well-being so you reach your potential and flourish as an individual and therefore as a society is really important. And they've worked really hard to make it quite empirically based.
Yeah, and that right. underlying principle, which was discovered as much as investigating the problems as it was the strengths, is what you attend to happens more. And it's just, not only is life what you make it, but it's what is your life going to be made up of? Mm-hmm. And it will be made up of what you attend to, what you notice, and what you reinforce and repeat and encourage.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, sure. Because that's just an environment, reacting to an environment thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I should have done psychology at university.
Oh, yes.
I know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely, you do. And so, will all the listeners, and you might recognise these sorts of things, but this has been empirically proven to be connected to well-being.
Mm.
But they're quite straightforward. The importance of a busy life.
Yeah, okay.
Social interactions, close relationships, meaningful work, organised plans, plausible expectations, orientation to the present, maintaining integrity, and optimistic thinking.
Yep.
So they're straightforward things we can all do, but if you do them, if you concentrate on them, if you attend to those, there is a good correlation with measures of well-being, sense of happiness, and good health.
Yeah.
So we look at, you know, problem solving and sort of getting well again and
positively psyched.
Well,
that's,
I guess
that's what you really.
Well,
that's
I guess
one of your strengths,
right?
You
I'm
can
more,
help people with.
Yeah, and also that's kind of the first part. So you get well, and then actually relatively probably feeling pretty good.
Mm.
And most people tend to stop there
Mm-mm-mm.
rather than building on their strengths, and
right.
that's what positive psychology is about, identifying what are your personal signature strengths, what are you really good at,
mm-hmm.
and what can you build on.
Yeah, I agree.
And we don't do that a lot.
And remembering them in a simple way, as you know, even just once a week, what are three positives that have occurred for me this week?
Yeah.
And then more specifically, how have I been able to use my strengths?
Mm.
And gosh, I'm really actually quite grateful I can go to work or whatever.
Mm.
Or hang out with my mates and use my strength. So it's that noticing and attending and actually growing those sweeter strengths that you
right.
hold.
But I guess you got to take the time every day or so, just a few minutes to reflect.
Mm.
Hey,
yes.
I guess, isn't it?
Well, I'm making it easy. The hard thing was you meant to do that every day.
Mm.
Think of three things, but hey, just do it once a week.
Or just reflect on a regular basis.
That's
yeah.
right.
I mean,
make it part of your life.
It does take some work, you know. It's not, we're not natural at it. And it's just like relationships take work. You've got to put the work in to get it out. Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, just to jump in, but, you know, this region has got a real problem, as we all know, as far as suicide goes. You know, New Zealand's the number one country of suicide. Taranaki's the number one region in New Zealand. So, hello, we're the number one region in the world. For suicide, and we live in a beautiful, fantastic area full of great people, and yet we have this problem where people think so little of themselves that they're just taking it out.
And again, it's that dichotomy that concentration on hopelessness.
Yeah.
Mm. Where that seems like a good idea.
No answer.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No versus concentrating on what bits do I have and what bits do I want to grow.
Yeah.
And we don't teach a lot of that at school. We don't help people. You know, I mean, we're very good at teaching critical thinking so that you can progress, you know, in your work life, but we don't teach about unconditional caring and support.
And affirming and gratitude. Mm. And
well, but, you know, is a school for that? Oh, I guess in some respects, but really it's a family thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they're doing some stuff in schools around positive behaviour for learning
and trying
to make some school-wide stuff and virtues and things.
So especially
I think it started
values-wise, you know, as you're saying, that integrity is one of those,
in that
list you were talking about.
Living well and with other people.
Yeah. All right. So next week, what will we touch on, you reckon?
Oh, I don't know. We might do families, I think.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Families. Most people have one.
Boy, we can. Yeah, not everybody, unfortunately. But hey, thanks very much for coming in.
Oh, love
it. Very welcome.
I heard you speak. There has been a death in the family. She is at peace. The plans make us make a funeral and we forget to eat. We cry and I try to remember the last thing you said to me. I think you said cemetery on a hill. We take off our shoes and I can tell that there is one of us who would lay down in the ground beside you if they could. From the 70s, watch strangers fill their place. We smile and drink.